大家平安。
Peace be with you all.
啊，感谢主，我们晚上在这边来聚会敬拜神。
Thank God we are able to come here to worship Him.
啊，今天也是很多啊学生的春假。
And today is a spring break for most of you.
啊，所以在假期当中啊，有的人感谢主能够来到教会来敬拜神。
So thank God that through this break you are able to come here to worship the Lord.
啊，我们今天啊很多移民的家庭。
And today most of us are landed immigrant here.
啊，我们应该建立啊一个很重要的方向。
And we must establish a proper direction.
啊，就是能够把信仰啊带着走。
That you are able to bring your faith along with you.
啊，不但要把信仰建立起来。
Not only that you establish your faith.
啊，更重要的啊，我们也应该建立啊一个家庭的祭坛。
But what most important is that you are able to establish a place of worship in your house.
啊，我们啊感谢主啊，让我们有一个很好的家庭。
And thanks the Lord.That we are able to have such a wonderful family.
啊，有时我们也感觉，啊，每个家庭里面啊，父母跟儿女之间，啊，也是常常能够相聚在一起。
And that sometimes we felt that that the family, the father and the children are able to get along well.
啊，有时候我们很关心啊他的功课。
And the parents are very worried about the homework of their children.
啊，关心他的学业。
And worry about his schooling.
啊，也很关心他的健康，他的成长。
And worry about their health and their growth.
我们总盼望我们的孩子啊比我们强。
And we hope that our children is much better than ourselves.
啊，但是我们更不可忽略啊，我们要培植。孩子的信仰。
But one thing we must not forget that we must culture the faith of our children.
啊，能够把信仰培植在他心灵的深处。
That he able to have this faith in him.
啊，圣经里面啊这样写着。
And the Bible tell us.
啊，神就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
And God is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac and Jacob.
啊，是你父亲的神，也是你祖宗的神。
And it is also God of your father and God of your ancestor.
啊，所以从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
And from Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
啊，我们就可以看到这个信仰的传承。
That we can see that the faith has been passed down to them.
啊，犹太人他们很重视信仰。
The Israelites emphasize greatly on faith.
啊，他们不止在神的殿里面。
Not only them themselves is in the temple.
啊，而且他们把信仰也建立在家庭当中。
And that they have also establishedthe faith in their own home.
啊，我们今天有的人已经是。第一代或者第二代，甚至于第三代、第四代到第五代的信仰。
And some of us have this faith for the first generation, second, third, or even fourth and fifth.
啊，我们也应该把信仰的根啊好好的扎得稳。
And we must root our faith deeply.
啊，而不至于啊在啊这个外面。啊，飘荡当中而迷失。
And that you do not allow your faith to drift in this world and be lost.
啊，父母亲给孩子最好的礼物。
And the present that is the best that you can give to your child.
应该是在孩子心灵深处的信仰。
Is that you able to have his faith embedded in his soul?
啊，这个不但是父母的责任。
And it is not only the responsible of the parents.
啊，因为儿女是神所赐的产业。
Because child is the inheritance given by God.
啊，这个孩子有不可见的将来。
And the child has a future.
我们有一本教会的杂志叫做宗教教义。
And we have a publication called religious education.
这个宗教教义这一本杂志，它有一个封面里面这样写着。
And on this publication, its cover reads like this.
它的大标题是说在你的手中。
That its heading says, in your hand.
说到有一双小手在你的手中。
That there are a pair of small hands, in your control.
这一双小手，它伸出手来让你扶持的时候。
And when this small hands, lifted up for you to guide.
可能他手上沾满了泥巴或者墨汁。
Perhaps these hands are with dirt and soil.
但是这一双小手，它有不可见的未来。这一双小手有看不到的未来。
Or this pair of hands has, we cannot foretell its future.
这一双小手，可能它拿着圣经，在学习神的话。
Perhaps these hands are holding the Bible to study the words of God.
他也可以以后拿着枪去杀人。
Or perhaps later on, it can hold guns to kill people.
他可以在会堂里面弹琴赞美神。
These hands can play a piano in the church to praise the Lord.
或者他拿着刀去杀人。
Or perhaps with his hand, it can kill people with knife.
他可以拿着赌博的东西在赌博。
Or with a gambling card, gambling in a casino.
他也可以用他的手来这个看故人，来扶持这个旁边的人。
Or perhaps with this hand, it can guide people around him or to serve people around him.
所以我们看到一双小手是很可爱的。
So from this pair of hands, it is very, 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 very likable.
但是他的手将来是如何？现在就是在你的手中。
But how this hands, what they become is in your control.
它大概的含义是这样子。
And this is what the expression that will give you.
犹太人对孩子的教义很看重。
The Israelites emphasize greatly on the religious education for their children.
我们今天在教会里面。
Today we are in the church.
也要重视宗教教育。
We must also emphasize religious education.
也要重视这个青年的信仰。
And we must also look into the faith of the youth.
因为这也是神来吩咐我们的。
But this is what the Lord has instructed us to do.
我们来看生命记第六章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记的第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记六章第四节。
Chapter 6 verse 4.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。好，这边提到说以色列啊，你要听。好，
till verse 9, here it says here, O Israelite, you here.
这个是神吩咐我们的。
This is the command that God has given us.
要殷勤来教训我们的儿女。
That you must teach your children diligently.
所以信仰从这个个人影响到家庭。
So faith started from you, will go to the family.
从小也影响到大。
And from young, they'll be impressed till till old.
啊，甚至于影响到他的一生。
And it will affect their whole life.
我们来看诗篇七十八篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 78.
啊，诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
啊，诗篇七十八篇第一节。
Verse 1.
啊，我的民，你们要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。我要开口说比喻，我要说诗，说出古时的谜语，是我们所听见、所知道，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听，因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设立法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙，使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。啊，这边告诉我们
，Here it tells us，
要把神的啊这个法度啊律法传给子孙。
That we must teach our children the statutes and the law to our generation.
啊，教导我们的后代的子孙。
That teach the children of the next generation.
啊，这个是一种信仰的传承。
This is the message, the kind of message to be passed down.
如果信仰没有传承呢
？If we do not pass down our faith.
啊，这个信仰没有根。
That if the faith does not have root,
啊，这个教会啊就会产生断层。
Then the church will be broken.
啊，社会有断层。
In the society, there is stages.
啊，所以在政治上就有一些改革。
Status of changes. That's why in the politics there are changes.
啊，但是教会里面如果有信仰的断层
，If the church has some broken down stage.
啊，这个也是教会里面不可忽略的事情。
And this is we should not ignore this matter in the church.
啊，上一代很热心。
If the earlier generation was very filial.
啊，那如果这一代马马虎虎。
Very zealous. And if this generation were to take faith lightly.
啊，下一代心中没有神。
Then our next generation would have not God in their heart.
那这个信仰怎么传承呢？
Then how would you pass on the faith to the next generation?
啊，所以我们信仰要传给后代子孙。
So if we were to pass our faith to the next generation,
啊，我们应该要教导他认识神。
Then we must teach them to know God.
我们来看撒母耳记上。
Let us turn to First Samuel.
啊，撒母耳记上第二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
撒母耳记上二章十二节。
First Samuel, chapter 2, verse 12.
以利两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。哦，这边说以利有两个儿子不认识神。
Here it tells us Eli has two children that does not know God.
啊，所以心中啊没有神。
So in them there is not God.
藐视神。
They despise God.
所以后来神对以利说。
So later on, God said to Eli,
啊，你尊重儿子过于尊重我。
That you respect your children more than me.
哦，藐视我的啊，必被轻视。
And that you despise me.
啊，以利他是一个祭司。
Eli is a prophet.
啊，
但是
他却忽略了啊，对这个信仰的传承。
That he has ignore the passing down on faith.
啊，尊重儿子过于尊重神。
He respected his children more than God.
我们每个人都爱儿子。
We all love our children.
我们心所宝贝的。
What we treasure most in our heart.
哦，但是他心里如果没有神的道。
If there is no teaching in his heart.
啊，我们应该要教导他。指正他。
That then we must teach them and to correct them.
啊，如果不忍心用杖来打儿子，是任凭他死亡。
If you do not have the heart to hit your children with the rod and let them lead to death.
希伯来书里面说他不是私生子。
Hebrew said that he is not the only child.
是所爱的儿子。
It's not only a child, he is the child that loved most.
那你就要去管教他。
And if that's the case, then you must teach him.
以利对孩子来讲可能很放纵，也是疏忽。
And Eli, perhaps, let his children loose and let them do what they want.
以至于是恶人。
And they are wicked.
不认识神。
They do not know God.
这个是很危险的事情。
This is a very dangerous, very serious matter.
所以我们要教导孩子敬畏神。
So we must teach our children to worship God.
圣经里面说敬畏神是智慧的开端。
The Bible tells us worshiping God is the beginning of wisdom.
远离恶就是聪明。
That you depart from sin is wisdom.
那要怎么样教导孩子认识神？
Then how do we teach our children to know God?
我们应该把孩子带到神的面前来。
We must bring our children to God.
像有的父母会把孩子带到主的面前来。
So, like some parents, they knew how to bring their children to God.
我们是不是有把孩子带到主的面前来？
Have we ourselves brought our children to God?
教导他认识神。
Teach them to know God.
把信仰带到生活里面。
And that we bring our faith into our daily life.
我曾经去做过家庭访问。
And once I went to family visitation.
有的小孩不会祷告。
Some children, they do not know how to pray.
传道跟家里的人在祷告的时候他在旁边笑。
When I pray with their parents, these children were laughing beside us.
他觉得很好玩。
They thought it was funny.
但是有的家庭。
But in some family,
小孩子很懂事。
Their children seems to be able to understand
很乖
things and they are very well behaved.
不但很有生活上的礼貌。
Not only they have manners in their actions,
而且他也知道今天他信主。
And they also know that they are Christian.
在道理上他很追求。
And they pursue for the truth.
很渴慕道理。
And they are eager to listen to the teaching.
也很喜欢祷告。
And they love to pray.
而且这个家庭里面有的就是他们会安排一个时间一起来祷告。
And also some of the family, they knew how to arrange a time for them all to get together to pray.
其实我们今天要把孩子带到神的面前。
And today, we must bring our children to God.
我们要让他在神的面前长大。
We must let them grow in God.
在平常的生活当中要一步一步的引导。
And in our daily life, we must bring them step by step.
让他懂得亲近神，亲近教会。
And that they know how to come to know God and also come to church.
看第二章二十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 21.
耶和华眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子两个女儿，那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。这边说孩子在神的面前渐渐长大。
Here it tells us the boy grew up in the presence of the Lord.
长大不是一天两天的事情。
Growing up is not a day or a two matter.
是一步一步的这样来引导他。
It isA matter of teaching them step by step.
这个孩子的长大。
And the child grew up.
我们看二十六节。
Let us look at verse 26.
孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华和人越发喜爱他。所以一个正常的成长。
Verse 26. In the normal growth.
不但是得人的喜悦。
Not only it pleases man.
也能够得神的喜悦。
And it also pleases the Lord.
所以。有人说有的孩子现在是在电视面前长大。
And some people stated that children grew up in front of TV.
小孩子在电视面前长大，好的坏的都吸收。
And when a child grew up in front of the TV, it will take in good or bad.
所以有的变成电视儿童。
Good or bad things, and so some of them became TV children.
电视变成他的奶妈。
That the televisions has become their guardians.
有的小孩子整天坐在电脑面前。
And some children will sit in front of the computer.
那他也变成电脑 面前长大了。
And so this child has grew up in front of a computer.
当然，小孩子在受教育当中，我们有很多啊各方面的教导。
So there are various ways of teaching the child.
啊，但是信仰是不可忽略的。
But one thing you must not ignore is faith.
哦，所以让他心中有神，这很重要。
So it is very important that you have God in his heart.
父母有时候不在身边。
Sometimes the parents may not be at their side.
啊，他所相信的这一位真神就永远在他的身边。
But the belief in this true God will forever with him.
啊，我们也要教导孩子啊，能够从小就让他明白神的道理。
And we must teach our child that from young they should learn the teaching of God.
我们来看这个提摩太后书。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
啊，提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章
Chapter 3、
啊、提摩太后书的第三章
Second Timothy Chapter 3、
啊、三章我们看十四节
Let us look at verse 14、
啊、你所学习的所切信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，以教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。这里记载说从小明白圣经。
verse 16 here tell us that from young you have known the truth、
啊、我们在教会里面有会堂的聚会，
And in the church, we have services to be held.、
啊、也有家庭的聚会。
And we have also family services.、
啊、会堂的聚会是、啊、大众的一个聚会。
And in the church, we have services, and that's for the congregation.、
啊、那家庭的聚会呢，是邻近的、啊、这个家庭有婚区的聚会。
And for family services, we have、for families that live close by to...The venue.
啊，这个也让我们信徒彼此有啊这个属灵的交通。
And also in this family service, we will allow the members to have fellowship with one another in that area.
好、啊，那家庭的祭坛。
And now the altar in your house.
啊，有时我们家庭啊自己家的人这样一起啊这样来读经。一起唱诗，一起祷告。
And we, in your home, can get together to sing hymn and to pray.
哦，这个在家庭里面也有一种属灵的啊，这种啊凝聚力。
And also, there is a spiritual attraction in the house.
啊，如果说小孩啊，他也能够养成一个读经的习惯。
If the child has the habit of reading the Bible.
啊，这个对他也是很有帮助的。
And this will be very helpful in his life.
好、啊，我们现在也在推动生活读经。
And now we emphasize on the Bible reading.
啊，就是把读经能够带到生活里面。
That what you read will be able to bring into your daily life.
啊，有读经的习惯。
If you have the habit of reading the Bible.
啊，也能够去思想神的话语。
Then you also will able to ponder on the words of God.
那么，啊，也借着这个读经。
And also,
从小到大都能够做。
And also through the habit of reading the Bible.Through Bible reading, that from the young and to the old, they can read as well.
啊，有青少年的生活读经。
And for the youth, they should have that habit as well.
啊，也有成人的读经。
And similarly to the adult.
啊，其实在这个圣经里面。
And actually in the Bible.
啊，它能够啊让我们得到造就。
From the Bible, it able to edify us.
啊，有的地方有学生的灵恩会。
In some places, they hold spiritual convocation for the student.
啊，有的地区有办圣经营。
And some places will hold camp for Bible study.
啊，有的地区有办这个神学训练班。
And some will hold theological seminar.
啊，其实如果说孩子从小就有这种心智。
If this child have this attitude in when they were young.
啊，在这个圣经的道理上面。
Then in the teaching from the Bible.
啊，这个真理的传承啊。
That from the truth.
也可以透过神的话。
And that through the words of God.
啊，来得到造就。
That it can edify the reader.
啊，美国第十六任总统叫林肯。
In the state, the 46th President Lincoln.
他曾经说，圣经就是神赐给人啊最好的礼物。
And he said that the Bible is the best gift that God has given man.
啊，他曾经说，我从圣经里面啊受益良多。
And he once said from the Bible it gave him.
啊，所以有人啊也体会到圣经对他的影响。
Gave him a lot, and many people will be influenced by the Bible.
啊，主耶稣也教导我们。
And our Lord Jesus has taught us.
啊，说我们要查考圣经。
That we must study the Bible.
啊，因为圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
啊，里面有永生。
In it, it has life.
而且圣经呐，啊，对我们一生来讲。
And for us, the Bible.
啊，它成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
That it will become a light to our foot.
啊，少年人用什么洁净他的行为？
For the youth, how would they cleanse their deed?
啊，就是心中要有神的话。
That in his heart he must have the word of God.
我们看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let us turn to Psalm.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
第九节。
Verse 9.
一百一十九篇第九节。
Verse 9.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。第十节。
Verse 10.
我一心寻求你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。少年人用什么洁净他的行为？
How can a young man keep his way pure?
啊，就是要遵行神的话。
That is by obeying the commandment of God.
如果你心中有神，有神的话。
If your heart have God.
啊，把神的话藏在心里。
And that you store his words in your heart.
啊，免得得罪神。
Lest you may pass against God.
啊，我们今天看到很多青少年。
And today we see many youth.
啊，在教会里面。
In the church.
很活泼，也很热心。
They're very active and very zealous.
啊，当然很感谢主。
Of course, we must give thanks to God.
啊，但是我们也要借这个机会。
But we must take this opportunity.
啊，在他这种青春宝贵的时光里头。
That in the youth, and it is the most important time for them.
啊，给他们啊能够来领受神的话语。
That we must give them the words of God.
啊，所以在教会当中。
So in the church.
啊，有时候为了关怀这些啊高中啊或者大专的青年。
So in order to show concern to the university student.
啊，有时候也投入了很多的啊这个人力。
And that we have put much effort.
啊，像有的地区
some for instance in some places
啊，这个青年啊也有辅导大哥，也有辅导大姐。
And the youth will programs to consult the brothers or the sisters
啊，教会里面有长子，有传道。
In the church there are preachers and ministers
啊，当然对教会的牧养是很重要的。
And they are very important for pastoring.
啊，但是青年在成长的阶段。
But for the youth while they were growing up.
啊，这也是一个很宝贵的时间。
And while they're growing up, it is also very important for them.
啊，有时候这一段时间如果能够好好去珍惜。
That if they're able to treasure this period.
对青年个人的影响
and that the, for the future
是一辈子的事情
it is, would be a serious matter for them
那如果影响得好对教会将来有帮助
if we have good influence to them then they will help in serving the church
如果这个青年没有人去关心
if this youth does not have people to show concern
那也是教会最大的损失
then this will be also a great loss to the church
我们教会要发展
if the church wants to progress
这个信仰的传承
and to pass the faith to the next generation
我们不但要重视
Not only we should emphasize
真理方面的传承也要看重
that we must also emphasize on the truth
如果没有借着这个青少年的阶段
if we do not utilize this youth that we have
把这个真理扎根
and let the truth grow
我们在目前这个罪恶的世界里面
and while we're living in this evil world
如果根基不稳很容易随流失去
if you do not have firm foundation then you might flow with the tides
所以这个也是我们应该要看重的问题
and this is something that we must seriously look into
我们今天教导一个小孩
that he must able to be taught to walk in the path
我们来看箴言箴言二十二章
Let us turn to Proverbs 22
二十二章第六节
22 verse 6
箴言二十二章第六节
Proverbs 22 verse 6
教养孩童使他走当行的道就是到老也不偏离这边说走当行的道
it tells us that the way he should go
这个信仰它也是一种生命的传承灵命生命的传承
we must teach them to live a life
因为信仰的传承
because the faith that we teach onto the, on them
不单是传承信仰
not only we pass on the faith
也是传承真理
but we also pass on the truth
更是传承生命
Not only that, we pass life onto them.
一种属灵的生命。
It is a life, it is a spiritual life.
我们今天世上的人，因为没有不认识神。
The people in this world, because they do not know God.
甚至于人各行其道。
And they do whatever pleases them.
没有一种人生的目标。
And they do not have a goal in their life.
甚至于你问他说，你活到现在，你的目标在哪里？
Even when you ask them, you have lived until now, what goal do you have?
有的人说不出来。
Some of them may not be able to answer you.
他人生的目标在哪里？
Where is their goal in life?
难道只有赚钱吗？
It is just earning money.
只有吃吃喝喝吗？
Or eat and drink.
其实我们的生命很宝贵。
Actually, our life is very precious.
人生是有目的的。
In our, there is goal in our life.
生命是有价值的。
That there is value in life.
人跟神之间的路要怎么走？
And man and God, how do we take the path?
这种生命的传承。
In the passing life to the next generation.
我们应该要教导他走当行的道。
We must teach them the path that they should take.
神祝福我们的子孙。
God bless our descendants.
带领我们的子孙成为虔诚的后裔。
We must bring our descendants, we must bring our descendants.
有的小孩在一个成长的阶段。
And some children when in the time of growing up
有的穿着奇形怪状
some of them dressed up very inappropriate
甚至于头发也很特别
and even their hairstyle is very special
因为为了随世俗的潮流
because of the trend of this world
虽然有时候我们会觉得为什么会这样子
And even to the point, sometimes we wonder why is it like this?
有一个学生灵恩会的时候
at one time during the spiritual convocation for students
因为刚好当中有一天是安息日
and it happened that day was Sabbath day
早上聚会中午休息之后下午要聚会了
and in the morning they have service and in the afternoon they have rest and prepare for service
有一个这个姐妹
and there was one sister
算是高中生啊
and he is in the high school
他进到会堂要聚会
and he came into the chapel to begin service
穿着的服装就比较特别
and the dressing was quite different
天气是热没有错
It is very warm outside, no doubt.
可是这个中间空空的。
But in the adornment, it was showing a bit.
那问他，这个辅导员就问他怎么穿这样
So the counselor asked her, "Why are you dressed like this?"
她喜欢啊。
And she said she liked that.
有什么不可以呢？
Why is it not allowed?
也不是她的衣服缩水了。
It is not that the dress has shrunk.
也不是她的布不够。
It is not that it does not have enough material.
但是这个穿那个衣服中间空空的实在不好看。
But actually, when dressed like that, showing up the belly button is not proper.
而且又是安息圣日。
Especially it's Sabbath day.
要来敬拜神啊。
And it is coming to worship God.
虽然这是一个不起眼的事情。
No doubt it's not that important matter.
但是我们可以看到他在想什么。
But you can see what she is thinking of in her mind.
后来刚好他的一个他的父母来看他。
And at that time her parents came to see her.
结果才发现说这个孩子叛逆性很强。
And that then we noticed that the child is very rebellious.
有时候连父母都头痛。
Even the parents even she gave the parents headache.
真的有的孩子是让父母头痛的。
There are some children that purposely give the children headache and the parents headache.
头痛你不能不理他。
When you have headache, you need cure.
你还是要关心他。
You still have to show your concern.
所以一个很重要就是你要为孩子祷告。
So it is very important that you should intercede for your child.
我们来看撒母耳记上。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上十二章。
1 Samuel chapter 12.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
十二章二十三节
Chapter 12 verse 23
至于我断不停止为你们祷告以得责罪耶和华我必以善道正路指教你们这边告诉我们
Here it tells us
至于我不停止为你们祷告
That I should not stop praying for you
我们每天祷告为我们的孩子祷告
Every day we must pray for our children
我们也要以善道正路来指教他们
and that we must teach them the good and the bad
让他们能够明白神的话明白神的旨意
and that we are that they are able to understand the words of God and the will of God
有人家里挂着麦克阿萨为子祈祷文
and in some family they have a poster showing with the Lord's Prayer
他是一个元帅将军在外面征战
and it shows a warrior engaging in a battle
但是他也为家里的孩子祷告
but they know how to pray for the children
我们今天有时父母不在孩子身边
sometimes when the parents are not with the children
我们也要常常为孩子祷告
and we must pray for them
因为孩子的将来
Because the future of this child,
我们也应该要把它交在神的手里。
That we must hand the future to God.
有人说儿童是这个未来的希望。
And the youth is our hope of the future.
那这个青年是明日的栋梁。
Sorry, the child is the hope of future, and the youth is the foundation.
所以当我们在看重教会圣工的时候
，and so when we emphasize on the holy work.
宗教教育是教会的根。
That religious education is the root of the church.
也是信仰的根。
And it's also the root of faith.
所以教会要关怀我们的下一代。
So the church must show concern to the next generation.
引导他们走在主的路上。
And to lead them into the path of God.
这个是上一代也是这一代的责任。
That is the generations, that is the responsibility of the generations.The generation of today and the generations of before.
我们来看诗篇。
Let us turn to Psalm.
诗篇一百四十四篇。
Psalm 44.
诗篇一百四十四篇。
144.
十二节。
Verse 12.
诗篇一百四十四篇十二节。
144:12.
我们的儿子从幼年。好像树栽子长大，我们的女儿如同垫脚石，是按建工的样式凿成的。这边说啊，孩子的长大。
The growth of the child.
从幼年就好像树栽子长大。
And from their youth will be like well mature plants.
有一次学生灵恩会。
At one time at the spiritual convocation for the student.
那教会啊就挂了海报。
And the church hang up some poster.
有这个课程表。
And it has schedule.
有学生灵恩会的主题。
And it has the topics for the convocation.
那这个班护者啊就把这个主题啊，这个长大的树栽子。
And the brother in charge put this well, the heading called well matured plants.
就写在这个课程表上面。
And he wrote it on the schedule timetable.
结果那些大朋友都念长大的书呆子。
And they read this well matured plants.
说不是书呆子，是树栽子。
And it's not little plant.
是长大的树栽子。
It is the plant that has matured.
我们培植孩子能够在这个很好的一个学习环境。
And we must accompany our children in a good environment.
除了他的学业。
Beside their schooling.
除了他的健康。
Beside their well-being.
也要重视他的信仰。
We must also emphasize on their faith.
有一个太空博士。
One's astronaut, a professor.
这个简建堂先生。
什么简建堂先生？
有一个博士叫做简建堂。
Oh, he's called Chen.
他说他以前到美国的时候。
And he said in the past when he came to America.
他妈妈给他一个勉励。
And his mother has given him an encouragement.
希望他到美国去念书啊。
That she hoped that the that he can come to America to learn.
不要忘记亲近神。
That he should not forget to get closer to God.
他妈妈就送他一本圣经。
And his mother given him a Bible as a gift.
为了提醒他。
And this is in order to remind him.
他妈妈在圣经上面就写了三句话。
And in the Bible, her mother wrote three words.
这个信仰第一。
It says there, first is faith.
健康第二。
Second is health.
学业第三。
And thirdly is education.
他当初还不大能够体会他妈妈的意思。
At first, he did not know what it all meant.
他妈妈希望他能够看重这个信仰。
His mother wanted him to look highly on faith.
也不要忘记了健康。
And that he should not forget health as well.
为什么把学业摆在第三呢？
And he wondered why the mother has placed education thirdly.
他想说一般的人都是学业第一。
And he said he pondered that most people would care education as first.
健康是第二,
and the health would be second.
信仰是第三,
and thirdly would be on faith.
当然这个顺序的排行,
of course the sequence that it has been arranged.
一个当学生的,
as a student.
当然要努力读书,
he would imagine that he has to study hard.
有父母的期望,
and the hope of the parents.
但是我们不可忽略,
can be accomplished, but we must not
信仰的重要,
forget the importance of faith.
如果, 我们今天有很好的成就,
today, if we have good accomplishment,
但是健康没有了,
and if you were to lose your,
这个成就也是没有了,
your health, and then you would lose your accomplishment as well.
今天就是成功了,
and even today that you could be success,
你健康没有了,
and that you lose your health,
也不是成功,
and you would not be that successful after all.
健康是事业的基础,
health,
我们想要做什么也要有健康,
and we need health in order to do many things.
但是信仰也是一个根基,
and faith is also a root.
我们来看诗篇71篇,
let us turn to Psalm 7,
诗篇71篇,
Psalm 71,
71篇,
Psalm 71,
诗篇71篇,
Psalm 71,
看17节,
let us look at verse 17,
71篇17节,
verse 17,
神啊, 自我年幼, 你就教训我, 直到如今, 我传扬你奇妙的作为, 神啊, 我到年老头发白, 求你不要离弃我, 等我将你的能力, 指示下代, 将你的大能, 指示后世的人。 我们, 应该能够看重信仰的传承。
And we must emphasize on the faith to the next generation.
让我们信仰的根不至于流失。
That our faith will not be drifted away.
愿主耶稣能够保守我们。
And may the Lord protect us,
能够在主里面,
that we will be in the Lord.
我们来唱诗。